Blog Talk Radio.
Talk show. The next chapter is a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and decision about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Yes, I am your host, Mary Hollis, and I'm happy to be that you're on the air tonight, because there's something special that we, a special guest that we have for you tonight. But moving on, our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. And just like I always told you, that that scripture indicates how much God honors widows and loves widows and making sure that we are taken care of. Well, tonight we have a special guest, but I always like to have a word of encouragement at the beginning before we bring our guest on. Tonight I would like to give you a little bit of food for the thought. Increase your capacity to receive. Think about this. If you have 1 gallon bucket and someone else has 50 gallons to give you, the problem is not with the supply. The problem is that you don't have the capacity to receive the 50 gallons. Remember, you only have 1 gallon bucket. But if you get rid of the small container and get something larger, then you will be able to receive more. It is the same way with God. If we think we have reached our limit, the problem isn't that God doesn't have the resources or the ability. The problem is that our container is too small. We have to enlarge our vision and make room for the new thing God has for us. Our attitude should be, yes, the economy is down, but I know God is still on the throne. I know whatever and whenever and wherever I go, his goodness and his mercy follows me. Just remember those things. Increase your capacity to receive. And tonight we got good food for the thought tonight. from our special guest. Our special guest, her name is Evertruth Bell. Evertruth Bell. She is a former high school teacher. She's an author of The Candle That Burns for 30 Years. This book tells you how to plan a successful reunion. She's also a co-author of a book called Accelerated Success, a home-based business that grew to $4.2 million in 20 months. Isn't that something? 35 years of home-based business experience as coach, trainer, and mentor. She's highly requested speaker for the home business industry. She operates multiple businesses from her home. She's a strong advocate for the home-based business industry. And her mission is to educate a minimum of 100 women every year on how to work from home successfully. Now, I want to hear that because I don't want to go back to the corporate America. So I am all ears and waiting for what she can bless me with tonight, and I hope that she can do the same with you with this information. I'm sure she will. Tonight, and also she's going to be doing three series. She's going to do one part tonight, next Tuesday, which is the 25th, and the first week in September. And I think that date is going to be September 1st. Tonight she's going to focus on her message on encourage listeners to consider the many benefits of working from home. I am going to bring on Evertruth Bell because I don't want to do any more talking because I want to get all that information that she has ready for to give us tonight. So, Ms. Bell, will you come on the air and talk to us?
Thank you, Ms. Hollis, and hello to all my new friends. And to you, Ms. Hollis, I want to thank you so much for introducing me to your audience. It really is an honor and a pleasure to be on your show tonight amidst a group of women who are spiritually connected in life forces and in actions. So I'm very, very excited to get to know all of you better. I also want you to know that I am not a minister, but I am a minister's daughter. And all my life's callings for the last 35 years have been serving, supporting, inspiring to my best abilities, training and developing women to help them become more financially stable. Now, many of the women who listen to my stories never apply the knowledge to their own personal circumstances. However, every now and again, one out of 100 may decide to step out of their comfort zones by taking on a new action to get them closer to their dreams. Now, tonight, I want to share with you my passion that I have, which is to educate women, as Ms. Hollis said, on how your home can be a ticket to a brighter financial future, something that most people never take a look at or they don't even think is possible. And I hope that you'll be one in 100 that'll help yourself, your family, or your situation improve, you know, through your home. Now, whether you live in a trailer, an apartment, or a home, you can turn whatever you live in into a revenue generator. It does take a little knowledge, a little planning, and a huge commitment, but it could be a royal experience. Now, before I get into that, I looked at Mrs. Hollis's email. We've been communicating back and forward in preparation for tonight, and I saw that reference to 1 Timothy chapters 5, verses 3, and I had to go and look it up because I wanted to know why she chose that scripture to inspire people every day as they looked at her voicemail and they communicated with her. And I know all of you know this. It read as, "Now she who is a widow and is left alone has put her hopes in God and continues in supplication and prayers night and day." So I interpreted that as meaning that this message that I'm going to share with you tonight has a purpose, and that purpose is to assure you that you don't have to be alone. You can become a service to women from your home and get paid for the services from a home-based business, and guess what? From Uncle Sam as well. He loves giving money back to people who provide services and help others, and I'm going to tell you more about that. Now, tonight, my main objective is to encourage you to open your mind, to think about or consider the many benefits that you can enjoy by starting a home-based business. I want to advise you, our listeners, that Uncle Sam, the U.S. government, will pay you unlimited dollars to run a business from home. And again, a lot of people don't believe it or don't think it's possible, but I've been living it, getting Uncle Sam to give me two checks every year for 35 years. And I want to help you understand that you can do that as well if you're not already. Uncle Sam also knows that there's not enough jobs in the U.S. for everybody. And that's getting to be a bigger challenge, you know, than it's been in the past. Uncle Sam wants you to be creative and figure out how you can hire yourself and work from your home. Uncle Sam will give you back the tax dollars you are currently paying if you are working on a job. If you continue to work on a job and start a home business, voila, my goodness, he will allow you, if you're, you know, to build incredible income by virtually working tax-free, you know, from your home. And again, this is a message that I've been speaking to for a number of years, and very few people take it to heart. I'm going to share with you in a little while how it's benefited me and hope that that will inspire you to look at it a little closer. Now, I will share Uncle Sam's requirements to get tax deductions from working from home on our next call on August the 25th. Also on August the 25th, I will share some more success stories about individuals who are building businesses around services like personal stylists, dog walking, and more things that appear to be simple, but they could be gigantic income generators for you. Now, let me tell you a short story. A young military widow, her name is Taryn Davis, similar to Karen but with a T. She started a home business to provide a consulting service to other military wives, and now she has recharged her soul through other women. Similar to Next Chapter, she shows other women that they can still live. By servicing others, she now is a CNN's hero. She appeared on their awards program for helping other women. She has many YouTubes that women who are in similar situations watch. In fact, one of the favorite ones that she has out there has 10,053 viewers. So think about that. She made a decision to move to the next chapter of her life by helping other widows. And in one video that she made in her home and posted to YouTube has now touched 10,053 women, and she has a ton of them there. She's also been on The View, on Queen Latifah's show, and many others. And all of this is coming out of her home. Now, I have another short story. Now, keep in mind that Taryn Davis started a business based around a service, a consulting service. This next friend is a close friend who lives in Texas as well. She chose to work from home. She chose to sell personal care products while raising two young children. She quit her job as a hairstylist and devoted all of her available time to building a $4.2 million home-based business in 20 short months. Now, you might think that's impossible, but it's not. She had a mission. Now her annual income has become her monthly income. After 2 years of diligently working her business, she was earning $12,000 a month. That's over $144,000 in her second year as a home-based business owner. I had the pleasure of helping Donna Ree Mitchell write her story in a book called Accelerated Success. Now, this is important. To earn from a home-based business and to benefit from the many multiple streams of income, You have to choose one of these two methods. You have to decide, do you want to provide a service or do you want to sell something? Otherwise, if you're doing something from home and it's not in one of these two categories, we would classify what you're doing as a hobby, and you can't make money with a hobby. Now, think in terms of what you could enjoy doing or what skills you enjoy doing over and over again. Think in terms of what can you do to turn your home into a business. Now, ask yourself these questions. First one, are you willing to work as hard for yourself as you work for others? Because if you're not, you won't succeed. Ask yourself, is there something you want to do? Is there something you wanted to do with your deceased spouse that you were unable to do that's still a goal or a dream? And the final question is, ask yourself, if you had an additional $5,000 at the end of the year working from home, what could you do with that? Because that's a realistic expectation. Unlike working on a job where you start out with a high earning, say around $1,000 a week, $4,000 a month, or maybe $48,000 a year, if you're lucky, that annual salary could be 3% more each year. Say up to 5 years, you could be at $55,000 minus taxes. Having a job has many benefits. It's steady income, medical benefits, and some of you will get retirement benefits. Having a job and a home business is magical when you combine the two together, and I'll talk more about that next week. Now, when you choose something you can be passionate about, apply diligence and commitment, your earnings from work, working at home can be accelerated rapidly. Now, let me quickly share with you what I mean when I say rapid earnings. And if I go back to Donna, my friend who built her business from scratch with a mission, she did not want to live in poverty. She chose a home-based business that allowed her to grow exponentially. Here's what that means. After the first month of being in her home business, she earned $62.15. 1 year later, she was earning $24 a month. In the second full year, she was averaging $5,300 a month. In her third full year, she was making $12,000 a month. In the fourth full year, because she had knowledge, she had skills, she had customers, she's now making $16,000 a month. That's $193,000. So exponentially means you have the power to really grow your business at the rate of your needs. 17 years later, she has her kids in private school. She's purchased a lovely home in Texas, and that once miserable life has been restored with peace and happiness. Now, in closing, I want each of you to think about your home, your environment, what you can do to be a service to others. If you can't come up with that, think in terms of what products that you're using. When you come back on the call next week, what we'll be doing is talking about some different options to work from home that are working well for women. So persistence and not giving up is the way to get you through your loss, and a home-based business will challenge you to get to know a process, whether it's a service or a product, as well as it'll get you in an environment where you can be with other people. So I want to invite all of you to join us next week as we come back to Mrs. Holland's radio show. Find someone else that's a widow and invite them to join us as well. And I'm going to turn it back over now to Mrs. Hollis, and I will look forward to joining you guys again with more details on how a home can be your ticket to a brighter future. Ms. Hollis?
Well, thank you, Ms. Bell, for that information. But I do have a question before we end our show. What do you feel that building a home business is a ticket to a brighter future?
Okay, that's a really great question. It's really a simple answer. When you work on a job, you know, you get one stream of income. If you're lucky to get bonuses, that could be two. And you might be able to get some perks like a company car or, you know, some travel benefits. But the limit, you are limited when you work for somebody else. But when you choose to work for yourself, and let me just go back to that first comment. When I worked in corporate America for 35 years, I basically had four streams of income. I got a paycheck every week. I got bonuses. And I had a home office because my office, my corporate office was in New York. I live in North Carolina. So I was able to write off working for that company through a home office. So that was four streams of income. After I retired, I converted my home office to a home business, and now I'm able to have seven streams of income. And I did not have the freedom, the time, or the energy to do that when I was working, you know, from a corporate office. And so that is the biggest difference is you when you become a home-based business owner, you can reach out to all different kinds of resources. And they may not bring in money all at the same time, but trust me, more than half of the seven that I have work at the same time. So that is one of the greatest benefits. And we'll talk more about that next week as well. Ms. Holland.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited to hear more because I've been trying to figure out what to do at home. I have I can't seem to put something together. I put a business together to make that money, for that money to keep coming in, and that's the problem I have. I need some advice to make it work, like the book that you were co-author with. That business home that grew up to $4.2 million. I might not grow it to that amount, but I would like to get some income, monthly income that I can receive each month from a home base. I have ideas, but I can't seem to put it together to make it work. I do have a gift basket business, but right now, most of the time, gift basket business is more seasonal than everyday thing. And sometimes, because of the different things that are happening today, a lot of people are not going out and purchasing things themselves or online and so forth. So that takes away from the gift basket business as well. But anyway, you're going to be able to tell us a whole lot of stuff next week. And there's more questions for me to ask you, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on the air, wanting to give us this information to help us, because many of us want that extra income that we need. There's so many things, emergency reason and then different things that we need it for. We are widows, and we are a little bit older, but we still want that income to keep coming in. So I hope that I can gather enough information to make it work for me. So thank you so much, Ms. Bell, for all of that good information, and I'm excited to hear more and more. And next week I do want you to also, I think because we have going to have three different series of this, I would like maybe the last series where some of the audience can come on, can get an email me or call me, and if they have a question, we can bring them on the air and you answer them. So
that would be great.
That would be great. Because I think just listening, they might have some questions during these three series, and I would like for them to benefit from this as well. So what I'm going to suggest that I know most of my callers know my telephone number. They can call me and tell me the question that they want me to ask you. And I know you have some others that are calling in too. So if they want to as well, they can let you know, and then I can. There's ways that I can bring them on. Once I know the telephone numbers that they're going to be calling in, I can click and bring them on the air, and they can ask those questions. So that would be great for the last session. The series talk show that you're going to be giving information regarding the home base. So that'll be really good. I think that will also be beneficial to all of us, being able to answer all of our questions. And I know there's more people out there that will probably have questions. And also, I don't know if you can share this, but if you can let us know the different types of businesses that you were referring that these people are making this all these extra funds from, you know, the
salary. Oh, absolutely. I have a whole list, and I will be happy to.
So we can get some ideas of what type of business that we could really start. Do you have you have a few minutes?
Yes. The first one I'd like to mention tonight is L'Allure Fashions. It's a brand new company that has an incredible product line for clothing, fashion clothing for women who wear sizes 12 and up. They're hungry for stylists. In fact, they're based right there in Atlanta where you are. And they're looking for stylists who want to work from home, and you can earn multiple streams of income from that home-based business, as well as get high-quality clothing at an affordable price. And it's done through home trunk shows, and you can do one-on-one consultations. And if you think about a plus-size woman, they are basically neglected by the fashion industry. They have a hard time finding quality clothes and spiritually designed clothing. I mean, I can't go to church with some of the things that you find in the mall today. You know, so this company is spiritually based. It's about an emotional experience. And I will provide some information. In fact, you can visit L'Allure website. It's L'Allure Styles, Styles. com, and you can put Evertrue Bell behind the slash, and it'll take you to a website where you can see the product line and learn about the company's vision. And the reason I'm suggesting companies like L'Allure is because they have people that are willing to help you develop the skills and the knowledge to be successful in a home-based business. They're not just asking you to sell their product. They are teaching you how to take advantage of the tax deductions that are eligible so that while you're building your business, you can benefit from the tax deductions. And then, boy, wait till the two tax checks are coming in, and then you have enough clients that are paying you for helping them understand how to dress based on their body shape. I'm telling you, you will definitely have a brighter future. And we'll talk more about some other business opportunities next week. Thank you, Ms. Hollis, for letting me be a part
Thank
of tonight.
Thank you so much, and I can't wait until the next two sessions so where we can be able to get some ideas how we can go about starting a home base. And so that's the end of our show, but I do have a couple of announcements for my widows. Please save the date. September 12, 2015, that is next month. That is our 12th anniversary on September 12th. It's going to be from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. So we want you to come and help us celebrate this great occasion. During our celebration, we're going to have a workshop. And the theme of our anniversary this year is Where Do We Go From Here? So we want to have a workshop to give you where do you go from here after going through the emotional loneliness and wondering where to go from here. Sheila, our president, will be conducting that workshop. And please come and bring another widow. One other thing, I email each of you a flyer for our cruise for 2016. We are cruising to Grand Cayman Island and Cozumel. So please check your email because I just sent it out today. And there are lots of information. If you have any questions, there's numbers there for you to call. And that is the end of our show. Be blessed. Tune in again next week so you can get some more information about home-based business and whatever else that Evertrue Bell has to give us. So thank you again for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. Be blessed. And we'll be tuning in next week, the same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Great week.
river. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got a seed in the ground that He's blessing. No more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my seed for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace.